I'm just trying to imagine how your careers advice interview would have gone when you were at school. Was it something like, well, Brian, you're born to be a comedian? Is that how it went?
Brian Connolly will persist in being the joke of the class and will not get on with his work. That is my school report, I'm telling you that. There's no word of a lie. Yeah, that's what the school report used. But I was learning my trade. I mean, at school, I've been dyslexic. I am dyslexic, you know, and when at school I couldn't keep up. And that really made me what I am, you know, to diffuse that and to sort of try and get away from it, I would make people laugh. So from a very young age, I was very confused with what was going on in my head and why I couldn't pick up these words. So instead, I made everyone laugh. So it made me what I am.
Who were those early influences then, Brian? Who were the ones, the comedians, if you like, the entertainers looked up to?
Well, I used to love the Gen Game with Bruce. And also, I really used to love it with Larry Grayson, because Larry Grayson was so bad, he was good. And I used to just love the confusion within the show. I mean, Bruce is a very slick performer, you know, where Larry... I mean, it was so wonderful they went from Bruce to Larry, you know, and he was very influential. But I would say Benny Hill as a kid, but without doubt, it had to be Tommy Cooper.
You are Mr. Versatile, aren't you? What in particular do you enjoy most when you're out there? Is it the live stage shows? Is it the telly work?
Oh, no, without doubt, it's being live. I think, you know, I mean, I'm just about to do a new telly series for the BBC, a show called The TV That Made Me, which I recorded a series last year, which was quite popular, and I'm doing another one. But I still enjoy live work. And even within this new TV show, they've given me an audience this year, so at least I've got something to play off this time. I enjoy it. I've always been a live performer and an entertainer, and wanting to go out there and just have a good time. I mean, I'll go on holiday and enter a talent competition, which I did many, many years ago in my drinking days, and came third. That's no word of a lie. I'm not even
really
lying.
What about some of these characters, these telecharacters? Nick Frisby, Dangerous Brian, Larry the Loafer. Do they follow you around?
Yeah, I mean... Sorry, I nearly fell off the chair then. They do. Well, of course, it's a puppet, you know. I know that's always been there and it always will be, you know. There's nothing worse than when you're playing Al Jolson, which happened once in Canada, and there was one particular scene where I was talking about the death of my mother being very serious, and someone shouted out, "In Canada, it's a puppet." And of course, you know, that predominantly the 99% of the audience had no idea what that was all about. But you know, it's part of me, and I embrace it, you know, paid the mortgage. And who would have believed that "it's a puppet" would be a catchphrase? I mean, I never thought it was. You know, I used to hit the puppet and the audience used to go, "Oh," and I go, "It's a puppet." So then my brother is a Liverpool match. He's a keen Liverpool supporter. And a squirrel ran across the field and he said, "Everyone shouted out, 'It's a puppet, Brian.'" He said, "You better keep doing it." I went, "Yeah, you're right. I better keep doing it. My God, I've got a catchphrase."
You could probably find a place in the team at the moment. You know. You mentioned Jolson there. That was an award winner, wasn't it? Just how challenging was that production?
Well, it was
for you?
Indeed. I mean, without a doubt, it was very challenging. I mean, his voice. I mean, I have a little gravelly tone to my voice now, and that's down to playing Jolson for 3 years. You know, Jolie used to talk like that. "Oh, April showers may come your way. They bring the flowers that bloom in May." So it was that raspiness that I've still got. But it was a tough call, and I enjoyed doing it. And it was, you know, I mean, it was just as hard as doing Barnum, which I recently done. And I would say Barnum would be tougher because, A, it's a very physical role and I'm a lot older, you know. But I did that and I enjoyed that. And Jolson was equally as challenging.
There's no stopping you, is there? We're looking forward to seeing you at the Embassy Theatre in Skegness. Alive and Dangerous, the brand new show. Tell us about it, Brian.
It's a variety show, a potpourri of entertainment. There's lots of fun. I'm on all the way through the evening. I've got a special guest, Matt Ricardo, who's a great speciality actor I really love. Myself and like I said, Dangerous Brian to be there, Larry Loaf, a bit of Jolson, also a tribute to some of the many musicals I've been in. I'll be singing songs from those shows, and it's just a laugh. It's just a fun night and as much fun as we can have with our clothes on.